Hello, friends, and welcome to Brazenly Shady. We have a new series, Romancing the Blogger, where we'll be talking to romance book bloggers and reviewers in the bookish community. We'll ask the questions and have some laughs. Of course, all the Brazenly Shady way. Stick around and enjoy the ride. So, welcome to Brazenly Shady. I'm Sharonda and...
And I'm Tamo. Hi, guys.
And today we have another guest.
We have a special guest in the building. Maybe I put too much emphasis on the special part a little bit. But you know what?
Please. Please, out of pocket.
I am so excited to have this guest on the podcast today. I've been trying to get her on for a while now, and we just couldn't coordinate or read because they be reading long books, and I don't do that. So I'm glad that we were able to, you know, put something together and get these girls on with books less than 100 pages. So, yeah. So we're going to start the questions. What's your name? Where are you from? And also the name of your platform.
Well, my name is Anaya. I'm also known as the Well-Read Pharmacist. And I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana.
She was so proud to say that, y'all.
I'm
from New Orleans, Louisiana. Y'all, we got the amazing Well-Read Pharmacist on the podcast today. This is my girl, so I might be to go a little extra because, you know, I love her to death. So I'm so hard, but I'm so excited that you're all with us today.
I'm happy to be here. I'm ready.
Yay. Okay.
All right. So how did you get started as a book blogger and what inspired you to share your love of books with others?
Well, I think... because my friends were always like asking me for book recs. I'm like, I like to read. Maybe I can find other people who like to read. So that's why I created the Well-Read Pharmacist. And I want to like help with medical information as well. So that's why I post, you know, book recs and side effects so people can learn and get book recs.
I like that. That's very nice. Okay.
I remember when I first saw the page and I was like, this shit is dope. I said, this is different. And, you know, we need different in the community. So shout out to you for carving out that space in the community that nobody, well, I was about to say nobody get imitated, but I'm sorry.
Not right out the front door, but okay.
I've been imitated before, but it's okay.
It's all right. What other genres or type of books do you typically review on your platform and why are you drawn to them?
So I normally just review romance because I'm delusional, so I can relate to the stories.
And we are.
Not delusional.
I am. I'm not gonna lie. I am very delusional. I'm like, damn. I was so happy for me, but whatever.
Okay.
Like, please send me like 20 grand in the Chanel bag. Please.
I'm right. Like, oh my God.
Like, for real.
I'm here for that. I want to do that. Can you share a memorable book that you read recently and what made it stand out to you?
Oh my goodness. Let me think. Let me pull up Goodreads. Hold on.
No, she don't pull up Goodreads.
Because once I read a book, like...
I'm like, oh, wait.
I forget everything once I read a book.
Listen. Especially when you read a lot. It's hard to retain all of that.
Yeah, okay, let me... One second.
Okay. We got...
Okay. I think I'm going to go with Wait For You by Siobhan Latrice. Because I love the character growth in Kyrie. Like, he was terrible the first book.
Mm-hmm.
And the second book, he was a completely different man. Like, a completely different person. And I really love to see the growth in characters from book to book. So, and he was delusional. So, yeah.
He was delusional.
Yeah. I read that book. Yeah, I did not like him in the first book. I wanted
awful. And I was like, oh no, I can't. He does not deserve a book. And then when I read the second book, I was like, damn, he does deserve a book. Because, like, wow.
He did a complete 360.
I'm going to go ahead and stick with he didn't deserve a book. He didn't redeem himself.
He was awful. And he was very disrespectful. And I was like, no. We can't do this. The second book, I was like, who is this person?
Okay, what is your process for writing book reviews, and what are your thoughts on spoilers in reviews?
So book reviews lately, I'm gonna be honest, I haven't really been writing them because I don't feel like it. But if I'm like really moved by a book, I'm like, damn, like somebody else needs to read this. Mm-hmm. So like I'm gonna do what I can to convince that person to read the book as well.
Okay.
Now spoilers, I'm the odd person out with spoilers. Like I'll read the end of a book before I start it. So spoilers don't bother me.
Yeah, I'm like that too. I ask in for spoilers. I'd be like, so what happened? Like I need to know.
Like yeah. I'll be surprised when I read it myself, but I still want to know what happened before I waste my time.
And Sharonda be looking at me sideways when I tell I be going to the back of the books to figure out what's going on. And then I go to the front and then I enjoy the journey to what I know.
Yeah, that's what I do. So I'm like, ooh, what's going to happen? Let me see.
It makes sense.
It does. Because I look up movie spoilers too and TV show spoilers. I really don't care.
Yeah, that's true. I do look at spoilers because it's like, because I do want to know what's going on. I'm going to still watch it. Like
I'm still gonna be shocked, like, oh my god, no way, but I read that already. Like I'm gonna still pretend like I didn't read it.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna know.
Yeah, that's true. Are there any particular challenges or rewards that come with being a book blogger?
I think challenges is just like, let me think. I guess because everybody wants to do it now. And it's kind of hard to like get your content out when the focus is on people, even if you've been there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It really don't matter no more.
It's like a freaking struggle to even.
But I'm happy that it's really hard lately, and sometimes it's discouraging to like keep pushing through with the content.
That's true. I agree 100%. I feel like everybody wants in on, especially like since Black romance is like a thing to read now. I feel like people just want to be in on it. And it's just hard to find your footing in this space right now.
That's very well put. I totally agree. It's like, damn, y'all was just reading Colleen Hoover last year. Like, go back where you came from.
It's like a race to see who is gonna read a book first or who is gonna post the book first. It's like a madhouse.
It doesn't matter if you post it first. No one's gonna tag you anyway.
Come on with it.
You know what?
It doesn't, because people act like tagging somebody is gonna like send them into cardiac arrest. It's not serious.
You know what? And I get sometimes that people won't tag because there is a possibility that a book can be on multiple people's radars.
Not if it's like some popular author or anything like that. Right. I'm talking about books that came out in 2020 and I'm posting it. And I see somebody posting it like 2 days later, like, oh, y'all should read this. Girl, you wasn't reading it. Like, stop.
That's a difference.
Right. It's I think that's what the thing is, because it's like, it's nothing wrong with like crediting somebody or just say, hey, I saw this book on so-and-so page, you know? Like,
yeah, it's really not to credit people. And that's also one of my issues.
Mm-hmm.
That is a big issue in this community. It's like, there are going to be books that it's not on your radar and you wasn't even thinking about reading this book, but when you see a review your move to download this book. There's nothing wrong with saying, oh, I got this book from Wellware Pharmacist. I got this book from Sharonda Isidore. Niggas don't do that.
No.
It's... Niggas act like they find the book from the gate. And that's the thing. We're not going to read all the books. We're not going to find all the books. We're going to be getting books from somebody.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
I like try to make sure I'll be like, oh, hey, thank you for putting this on my radar. I really appreciate it. I'm not going to be like, oh, y'all should read this. Like, girl, no. Like, yeah. I didn't see it first. I'm going to tag you because I'm not an asshole.
And it's hard to foster that community when niggas be playing your face. And there's no other way to say it. Like,
it's crazy to me. Like, I don't understand that. I don't get it.
I feel like now, like, if you're not a certain person or you know what I'm saying, or part of a certain group, you're definitely not going to be tagged. You know, certain people in certain groups are tagged, and that's just like, that's it. Everybody else is just like, you know.
Don't stop me, please.
No, if you like post a review on some authors, I'll be like, oh, thanks. Like, very dry. No emojis, right. No nothing.
The energy don't be the same.
If other people is like, oh my God, babe, love you so much. Girl.
Thank you so much. And they posted it on MySpace, high five.
God, they be on TikTok crying. Like, oh my God, she read my book. Girl, what the hell? Like,
they posted it on MySpace, Black Planet, high five, bitch.
All across. Everywhere.
They posted on every, and it's like, and that's the thing. Oh my God, Tina, y'all done stop me. I'm sorry. I told you don't stop
it's
me
just
now.
It's just like a big F you to like people who have been on Instagram and stuff for like years and
years,
and posting and supporting and reviewing and doing all this. And it's just like, well, we're not worried about y'all no more. They have other people to focus on.
That's right.
I know niggas tired of hearing me saying this, and I don't give a fuck because y'all know how I am. I remember when niggas was begging you to review books. Now people are reviewing books and you ain't showing up. Come on, man. And that's the thing. And I'm gonna go back to the tweet on Twitter because I'm always gonna go back to this one tweet when they ask people to keep me books. Nigga, please. You understand? There have been people keep me in books long time ago. There are platforms that keep me books all the time, but y'all don't want that. Like I said before, just inbox the person who you want to read your goddamn book and leave the rest of us alone, because we are
I'm like, you know, I work all day. I work in a retail setting. Like, I work 9-10 hours a day, and I'm like, oh, let me, you know, read all their books and post it. And it's just like, oh well, it doesn't matter if I read it.
It doesn't, and it's a buzzkill. And a lot of people say, oh, it's not that serious. And I feel like it actually it is, because
it seems trivial to like outside people, but like people who have been here, it kind of is a big deal. It's like a slap in the face.
Yes.
A big Texas slap in the face.
And it's discouraging. It's
like, I've been here for rocking with you for years, and it's like, oh, wow.
Right. Platform. Like, girl.
You don't matter.
Right. And I think it's discouraging for a lot of people too, because then it feels like, you know, what am I even here for? You know, so you just stop doing what you're doing. And then they start crying about people not reading and reviewing their books. Well, you done ran everybody the fuck off. What you want?
I mean, I tried, but you just told me things and never tagged me in the review.
And what do you want me to do? And what bamboozles me is we, I know I got glasses and, you know, I'm a little blind sometimes, because bitch, sometimes I can't see, but we see the energy that you give for certain, like, we all on this platform together. We see you telling us thank you, and we see you going, oh my God, this is thank you. So we see that, like, we just see that. Like, keep the same energy. Like, I know deep down inside y'all don't give a fuck, and y'all probably happy somebody read your book over somebody else, but don't let us see that shit. You understand?
It's like, it's like live in 4K. It's on a Summer Jam screen at this point. Like, we see it.
Right, right.
Like, bitches on the IMAX screen. Like, we see it.
Like, on the big screen. Like, you can't fucking miss it.
It's just very obvious. And it is discouraging. It's like, damn, do I need to keep reading and posting these books?
Exactly.
It is discouraging. It is so discouraging. And that's
the problem.
And I told, and Sharonda, last year was very, very hard for me last year, because when I tell you I got my ass handed to me in this community last year, they beat me with a sick dick last year. Like, for real. Like, it was the way that I was treated and the stuff that happened to me last year, I was devastated. And that hurt my feelings. Now, I don't give a fuck anymore. Like, I don't care if you like me, you don't like me. Everybody could bungee jump from the crack of my ass. That's just how I feel. But I had to get to a place where I feel that way. Whereas before, it used to, like, people get discouraged from this shit. And they don't care.
Yeah. Like, it was fun initially when I first joined, because I'm like, oh, you know, there's indie books, there's regular books, and everybody's just having fun, getting along, posting in their own little separate sections. And I was like, a competition. And I'm like, it's just books, guys. And it's just books.
And it's going to get like that. It's going to, and I feel like sometimes it gets like that. It gets clicky and it gets to be like, oh, let me see. It gets to, what that saved the last dance, when she said, let me squash this. It gets like that, you know? In any situation, when you have multiple people doing certain stuff, it's going to get like that. But damn, the authors are feeding into it. And I feel like the authors are spoon feeding it, and they watering that shit.
Yeah, I don't remember authors ever, like, doing the most like this when I first got there.
Mm-mm. No, because I think, like, when we first came on, everybody knew their place. You know what I mean? And now it's like, I always say, like, the area is so great now, because then you have authors stepping into review space because of their friendships with reviewers. And now that shit is all murky and gray and all fucked up.
I just think the line can't even you can't be my friend and then get mad at me if I review your book and see something that I didn't like. Like, why are you mad at me? I'm being honest.
Yes.
Not to say if it was just like a plain out nasty review, like, okay, I understand. But if I'm like, oh, I didn't really like how this went, and you calling me all types of names on the internet, I'm like, girl.
It's just a book.
It's a product. This is why I distance myself from authors. I still talk to authors. I still have that camaraderie, but I've distanced myself because of what happened, because they think, because you're friends, that you have to review their book a certain way. And when they find out that Shades and Pages are reviewing their book with a curry favor, then it's a problem. Yeah. So I get that part. And then you also have reviewers that's transitioning into authors, and they don't know which side of the fence that they want to be on. So they straddle it. They dick ride the fence, and that's very dangerous.
It is very dangerous.
Like, either be a reviewer or be an author. Like you can't be both. I understand that authors love to read. I get that. There is no problem with that. But, like, let's just be for real for a minute. You have to behave as an author if you're gonna be an author.
And I think once you decide that you're going to go into the author space, you need to get over to that side of the fence and stay in that side of the fence. All that fist sitting and all that, well, I still want to be with my, you know, be with the reviewers and stuff. You can't do that, because it's hard. It's hard. And I just feel like I can't rock with you like that. I honestly cannot rock with you. I'm going to have to put you on the professional side, honey. I'm going to have to put you over there with the authors, which I no longer am decided a long time ago that I'm not being that whole friend thing. And that, nope. Let's just keep this shit professional. I'm just going to talk about the books over here, and you go write them. And if I say something you don't like, you know what? We ain't cool like that. So I don't care what you think. I mean, I didn't care before, but now I really don't.
But I feel like some authors have to stop looking at reviews, because some of them you're not going to be happy with everything. Like,
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
But they...
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
I'm not going to lie. Some reviews are, like, really mean. I'd be like, damn, you could have kept that to yourself. But You have to just stop looking for a fight.
Thank
you. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Just take it with a grain of salt. Like, if you know you a bad bitch, be a bad bitch. Don't worry about that type of stuff.
And I think that's the problem. Like, I always say it's different when an author is directly tagged. Because I feel like as a reviewer, if you tag an author, especially in a really nasty review, then you're inviting in that chaos that's going to come.
Well, yeah, you're the problem if you do stuff like that. Like, I'm not going to excuse
that. If the author isn't tagged, specifically what pisses me off is, like, the whole Goodreads space. Because I feel like, at this point, in my opinion, I don't think authors should be on the platform. Like, only thing you get to do is upload your book. You don't get to look at no reviews. Because it's like, they specifically go on that platform to argue with readers about reviews. And it's really just fucking ridiculous at this point. Because it's like,
girl, if you're mad about it, just text your friends and be like, oh, look what this bitch said about my book. Okay, anybody gonna know?
Yeah.
Group chat
it up.
And I cringe every time I see a review and then the author comments under that review.
I hate it.
If it's good or even if it's bad, they comment and I'm like, y'all stop that. Like, oh, I
guess don't even worry about just
move along.
Go about your day.
Okay.
That's why I tend not to even respond, even when they be like, thank you for this review. I'd be like, Ooh, girl, what you doing over here? Bye. You know, like, thank you, but bye. Don't come over here. Because if it was not a review in your favor, you know, but it is what it is. But, ooh, child. Ooh, let's move along, child, because this be a whole damn day of conversation. This be bad.
I mean, hey. How do you engage with your audience and foster a sense of community on your page?
I'm trying to be more interactive in my like stories. I feel like that's how I get to know people more. Like my posts too, but like mainly my stories. Like I like to ask questions and like see people are reading, you know, what they think of certain books. I think that's a good way to get to know people.
That's true. I think it's like in the review space, to go back to something that Tama said earlier about people forming cliques, which in my opinion, I have no problem with, because I think people are going to gravitate in any type of space. People are going to gravitate towards people that they just get along with. Because, you know, sometimes right off the bat, you be like, you know, I don't like that bitch. I ain't fucking with her. You know what I'm saying? So I don't mind cliques. So it's hard to sometimes find your foot and kind of like engage in a space, especially when people are engaging with your platform. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to figure out what to do.
Yeah. Like, initially, when I first started, I was like, oh, I'm going to delete this. Like, I didn't really have anyone to like talk to or like get to know. And it was kind of hard. And I was like, well, this is dumb. I'm just going to delete it. My friends were like, no. It'll pick up. Mm-hmm. It'll pick up. And it did. I'm thankful it did.
It is a hard space to navigate because I think with the book space, you really have to find a niche. Mm-hmm. And you have to find something that's going to engage people.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard. So.
Well, y'all know I be sliding people DMs. So it don't even.
We know.
Hey, because I slide both of y'all DMs. So it is what it is.
Yes, you did.
I be telling her to stop bothering people, but Lord, I just be talking to the air. I see.
Okay. I don't slide in everybody's DMs when it comes to like book bloggers. The vibes have to be vibing. I'm telling you, I don't slide in everybody's DMs. Now, Sharonda, I did slide in your DMs because when we started, it really wasn't a lot of people on the platform reading indie black romance. I slide in your DMs, I slide in Char DMs, like Aries, because it wasn't a lot of us. Mm-hmm. And when I saw Anaya's page, I thought it was cute. So I was like, oh, hey girl, welcome. I mean, I'm friendly sometimes, shit.
Yeah, we would talk all the time. Yeah, you and Char, I would definitely say were the first two people who would just like always talk to me. Like regardless of what's going on, I will always talk to y'all.
Yeah.
I'm finally rich.
And I think in this space, like I said, it just goes back. It is really hard to find people that you connect with because you just never know people's true intentions in this space. Which is weird.
Are your friends online or not your friends? Like, they will switch on you so quick. Ooh. So just be like weary of people. Yeah, maybe snakes. You just gotta watch people.
And I will put you on ice quick. Like I'll be speaking to you on Tuesday. And you do some shit Wednesday. You don't hear from me. I remember when I first started this space and I used to go back and forth with people. You know, y'all know me. I go back and forth. I don't go back and forth no more. I just stop talking.
Yeah.
I don't have the energy anymore, and it's just niggas is weird. That's if I had to put it down, niggas is weird.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Some people are very, very weird, and it's just like you don't have to be like that, friend. Just
no, you don't.
Go outside and touch grass for a minute and come back to reality.
It's and the contradictory behavior and
it's just a lot. It's a lot.
It do make you. It do you. Ooh, you be that meme where the dude got all the cigarettes, the multiple cigarettes. You're that. Because it is a lot.
It's like that Denzel meme when he like banged the table. It's like, God damn it! Like, please.
It is crazy. The community is a shit show. It's a shit show, and that's the best I can. It's a shit. Actually, it's funny too because I'd be laughing. I'd be like, "Look at this shit right here."
I hate that for us. I really do hate it for us. It's like we should be all on one accord with these goddamn books, okay? We really should, but we not.
She said, "I hate it for it." It's
true. We should all. It's just books. These are books by Black women. We should be like pushing them, but we not. We in competition.
With each other, which is crazy.
It don't even need to be all this. It really don't.
No, it don't. It's really just sad.
It's always been, I wouldn't say competition, where everybody has their own space in their page and they do stuff like you. Your page is different. You are a pharmacist. So.
A real one, yes. I know how to match drugs. I don't steal drugs from people's pages because I went to school for it.
So that's what makes it freaking amazing because you are a pharmacist. You read, and when you put your drugs and shit on the page, it compels me to listen because I'm like, this bitch know what she talking about. Let me go read this and see. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like you have your niche. As for me, I love lipstick, so I'm always gonna put lipstick in my shit. Sharonda and her tarots and all her, you know, it's. You find your niche and other people find your niche too. I think that's the problem. It's not
what I like is I like when people come into the space and they were doing something that was outside of it. Rather it's in relation to your job. Or rather it's in relation to something like, you know, something your hobby, like the lipsticks and the tarot and things like that. Like I like that. Or it could just be random. Like, if you just random, like, bitch, I can't find nothing to do. I'm just going to be random out in this hole. That's fine. You know, it's just that, let's just say it.
Everybody wants to be everybody else.
They steal it. Let's just say it. They steal
it. I'm not going to talk about stealing because I've gotten stolen from, like, twice in 2 years. So we just not going
to. Listen, in 2 years. Damn.
So
back to back. Oh, God.
Girl, double homicide. Like, goddamn.
But yeah.
Everyone should find their own thing. Like, what are you good at outside of books?
Right.
And put them together. Yeah. And make a page. Bam.
Yeah, I think I saw someone with books and plants and different stuff. And I was like, that was
Yeah, just like cute stuff like that. You like to garden, girl? You like plants?
Right.
Like, you like to cook stuff like that? I like seeing stuff like that.
Like, teach me how to keep these plants alive because these niggas be dying on me. Right?
My girl passed away. Like, help me.
So I like that, but it's to a point where you do something on Wednesday and by Friday somebody else doing it and you be like, God dang, I just did that on Wednesday. It's like
I have time to think up like, oh, when are they going to post it? Like, let me post it first. I don't have time for that.
That's the thing. It's like you're rushing to post stuff because you know the community is saturated and you're like, okay, I need to be the first one to post this because it comes off like, oh, damn. I'm taking this from somebody or this. It's crazy.
If I feel like if I stole from somebody, like I would be like upset because I don't want you to ever feel like I'm stealing from you. Like, right. Because some people be like, oh, I didn't see your page. You knew, bitch. Just shut up.
That was crazy. I didn't even know you. I didn't even know your page existed.
Bitch, I didn't. I swear. I didn't know anything. You did know. That's why you did it. Just, you know, admit it. It's all right.
That's it.
Yeah,
it's unfortunate.
It's like that row in these book is streets.
It's definitely like that row.
It's like that row in these book is streets.
It's very, very penitentiary like.
You coming up with it. And I remember when we first started, everybody had their own lane. Everybody would do their own thing. And it was like proud because it's like you had a community of Black romance bloggers, reviewers. And we all were doing our own thing. Now, granted, sometimes the same books was involved, but the way that it was spin and how they did it, it came off very creative.
It wasn't nothing like it is now. Like, the same books were involved, but everybody was like, oh, are you ready too? Oh, yeah, me too. It wasn't.
Right.
Oh, I read it first. And then she posted it. Like, it's not like that.
And it was very much the thing of people saying, being respectful, and I think that's also a problem now, is that there's not much respect for what other people do in this space. Mm-hmm. And I think there was a lot of respect for, even if, like, hey, you know, you saw a critical review and you was cool, you know, y'all mutes, and you go on your mutes page and you're like, you know what? I get what you're saying. I personally love the book, but girl, you know, we all got it. It was that respect there for the different opinions that was floating around. Now, you know, you can't grow your page if you don't love every book, obviously, now, you know. So.
My thing is, you can't tell people what to say in a book mm-hmm. review. You just can't do that. You cannot get mad if your friend gets a negative review on her book. You can't get mad about that, like, because that's your friend.
Right.
It's not your business.
And at this point, you can't even tell people not to tag the author. It is very distasteful to tag, in my opinion, but can we tell them what to do? We really can't.
No, you can't. Like, even it is distasteful. It is disrespectful. Like, you're inviting them to argue with you about your opinion. I wouldn't do that. Right. But you just can't tell people what to do, period. Like, you're not their mama. Okay.
And like I always say, this is a community full of grown-ass people. I'm not running around nobody's platform telling people, you know, you really shouldn't do that. They grown and do what they want.
Like, I'm not the boss of you. I don't care what you do. I don't.
Now, if we cool, I can offer an opinion.
Well, yeah.
I can offer some advice. That's it. But that's still going to be up to that person to take it. I mean, what they want you to do? Jump on their back? Like, no, I ain't doing that.
It's like people want you to attack other people for writing a negative review. Like, they want you to just go off on them.
Yes.
And be like, don't do this. That's not right. You cannot tell me what to do.
Right.
Are you going to send me some money if I take the review down? Like, go away.
Nah, because if that we sending money.
Listen. All right. So, are there any bookish events that you're excited about?
Well, you know, I never go because my ass is always at work. But I am excited.
Okay.
I'm excited about Love and Books next year and also the one in South Carolina.
Okay.
Oh, and I think the one in New Orleans too, because duh.
Which one in New Orleans? Is that the Crew of Lit one?
I think you about to make me look it up, sis. I don't know.
She said you about to make me look it up. I don't know.
I think it's the K. Renee Experience.
Is that okay. Wait. I thought it was in Houston.
It's in New Orleans.
Okay, wait. I'm going to that. Okay.
Okay, why are you shimmying?
Hold on. Let me.
You know, I love New Orleans, girl. I love New Orleans.
Yes, come visit me. I'm going to get y'all drunk.
I ain't seen nothing but a word.
I'm excited.
I'm mad if I don't wake up the next day. Yes, you know, I'm a little bit older, so my body moves a little bit differently.
Okay, well, you got to take your vitamins, sis. You got to get ready.
I think I'm gonna go.
I'll take some recommendations on the vitamins. Thank you very much.
Okay,
I got you. You know what, Anaya? That's your next post. That's your next post. That's vitamins. But black vitamins for black women or women, you know.
I can do that. I can do that.
That's your next post, girl. Yeah, okay. What advice would you give to aspiring book bloggers who want to start their own platform?
I would say just be yourself.
You know,
don't get caught up in anything in anybody. Just be yourself. Do what you love. Amen. Post what you love. Read what you love. Amen. Don't let people tell you what to read, because that's also a big problem. Like, people be scared to read what they like. I don't understand. Amen. That. Like, if you like, listen, I read, as Taima calls it, subtle niggas. I read that too. I read subtle blacks and I read drug dealers. I read all that. I don't care. Like, I'm not going to stop reading it because one person said to. So just read what you like. Even if you like white men, girl, read that too.
Wait, I like white men too. You know, I read like for the pink
penis. You like pink penis? Read the pink penis.
I'm here for the call sometimes.
Okay, I like age gap cocks. Okay, not gonna lie, them books hit different. They hit different.
You know how I feel about age gaps around the stuff.
So like, I'm gonna keep reading it, cause who's gonna tell me not to read it?
Are you right? Gonna
buy the books,
right?
You're not. They'd be like, oh my god, age gap is so nasty. I'd be like, which one?
You think that's gross. Why do you read that? Cause I like it. I like it.
Right. Well, I'm gonna read it anyway. And I think that is very good advice. I think people get caught up in telling people what they should and should not be doing. And I think as a grown adult telling another grown adult what to do, that is some corny shit, and y'all need to stop.
Also, especially if you were just reading about white men 5 months ago, don't do that. Like, girl, don't do that.
Stop, because
we saw it. You deleted it, but we saw it.
It's heavy on TikTok. It's heavy on TikTok because how you gonna start your platform reading Caucasian man, and then all of a sudden you transition to niggas and you delete the Caucasian videos? No, keep the Caucasian stuff.
Because I'm not gonna delete nothing. If I read a white book, I'm still gonna post it. What I'm gonna do? Obviously, I like the shit, so I posted it.
And that's because black romance is trending right now. So they're trying to be on the trending wave.
I can't read that. I wish that came in black. It does. You just don't know because you just started reading 2 weeks ago.
But it's also the thing of now is like, you come over here, but it's like, as you guys always say, you know, you only like to read the subtle niggas. You don't want to read the hardcore niggas. You know, you don't want to read about them gang ass niggas. And it's really,
it's really
just ridiculous.
I grew up reading that. So like when I was in eighth grade, I was over there reading Candy Liquor and Coldest Winter Ever and Ghetto Girls
and everything
by Peter Clark.
Correct.
I was reading all that. So I'm never not gonna read about hood niggas. Never gonna happen. Now, you know, you could be a doctor. It is, I don't like how people like try to shame it. like hood romance, and why are you shaming that? What's wrong with it?
That's literally what, like, if we're gonna keep it a buck, that's really literally what got black books. Period.
And people forgot that when we was growing up. Urban fiction was in the bookstores.
Yes.
It was being Borders.
Still in the bookstores.
Still with my 30% off coupon, heavy. Buying Wahida Clark and Keisha Urban. I sure was.
Yes. And like, people don't even realize, like, when you go to Barnes & Noble's, listen, you can count on your hand how many black romance books you're going to find, but you go look for some urban fiction books.
Baby, you're going to see Kwan up in there in Wahida. And all the other people, you're going to see them.
Yes.
And people tend to forget about that. I don't understand that. Like,
Literally, urban fiction is what put Black books on the map. Like, I don't think
people literally, I agree.
Like, when people come with this disrespect, I just be like, do y'all even know that they are like the OGs? Like, they put these motherfuckers on. Like, what are y'all talking about? Like, it's crazy.
I was reading it, you know, I was reading some other like Black teen books. Like, I mean, they had stuff to read. It wasn't a lot, but shit, I read it. I found it. And I was, right. 16?
Mm-hmm. I hate that whole argument of people saying, well, you know, I've never seen these books when I was coming up. And I just like, what were you? Like, I just find that so unbelievable. Like, I don't believe it when people say it. Like, I just think it's ridiculous. I really do. Like, I don't want to call nobody a liar, but nah. You can find no Black books. Like, none.
I always tell people.
Publisher that was Kamani, whatever.
Kamani Romance. Yes, our Kamani back. Romance.
They had like a teen subset, and all them books is Black as hell, and I had all of them.
Yeah, I just think that's crazy. Like, I don't want to take away from nobody's experience. I really, really don't. That's not me taking from their experience.
I mean, sometimes you can find the stuff, but I found it. Like, I went to a Black Catholic school, an all-girls school, and I had people reading Keisha Irvin. And you know you can't read the type of stuff in Catholic school.
No.
Right.
We was up in there reading Keisha Irvin, China Black, all that type of stuff. That's what we was reading.
I just be having questions. I really, really do. Because I just be like...
If I found it and I was from the Bahamas, there's no excuse for y'all living in the States. That's
very
all. There's no excuse.
Some people weren't... Well, okay. Let me say this. Some people probably weren't allowed to read those types of books, but my parents were just happy I was reading. Like, oh, you want to go to the bookstore? Okay, let's go.
Same.
You know, what I was reading was very inappropriate and very nasty for a 16-year-old, but whatever.
But you know what? Life exposure.
That's what we're talking about.
It's preparation. It's preparation for these dog ass niggas who was gonna come in your future. Okay, that's all it was.
But you know, we don't never it comes to the bums with the good dick. Nobody ever listens, child. You just the dick was good. What do you want me to do?
I had one of them. I'm telling you, I had one of them, and I don't even want to go back in that low part of my life.
I'm not going back.
I'm just saying, like, I think we all as women had that experience. Like, just but the dick was just outstanding. So you just
I was a little dumb, but hey, whatever. It's over. That was
one under
the bridge.
Right. You go into the deep in the hood to get it to deep.
So I had one hood dude, and I was like, this is enough for me. I have had my experience, and this is done. No more.
Okay, well, this is great to just transition in your favorite kinks in books. Yeah, what's your favorite kinks in books?
Oh, Lord Jesus, girl. I'm sorry, Mom. I'm sorry. She wants to listen.
Mom. Mom.
Hi,
she listen or listen.
But go ahead. What's your favorite kink?
I would say I love the daddy kink thing. I just think, oh, that's so sexy.
It is.
Daddy kink me today, please.
I like daddy kinks. What else do I like? I'm trying to think. I'm gonna just say that's like my number one thing.
Okay. Favorite male.
I just think it's sexy.
Huh. I can see the daddy king because you like age gap. Like,
it's just sexy. I'm like, oh, okay, daddy. Okay.
And I like when men in the books refer to themselves as daddy. I'd be like, give it to me.
Yes, I agree. I like that. Okay, you know, tying up. I like all that too. You know, tie her ass up. Yes, do all that. We like that.
Well, you know what I love? I love throat grabbing. Like,
yeah, I like that too.
I love
like
it.
Tie her up, do something. I think nipple clamps are interesting as well.
Oh god, they are my favorite in real life. No, for real.
No, for real. That's the throat grabbing does it for me. Like in real life, I'm like, you know what? Just choke me. I don't even
just be like it. choke it out of me.
Yes. I like, listen, I'm about to bust up right now. Come on. favorite male character.
Oh, like ever?
Yes.
Oh shit. And I gotta go back to
the reason. You go looking again.
I don't be doing this stuff off the top of my head like this. Okay, so I'm gonna go with Wisdom.
Wisdom?
From Write Your Name by Courtney Irving.
Okay.
Because he, you know, we love compassionate gangsters, and that's exactly what he was.
I love him.
Was it
Tamer's favorite? That's Tamer's favorite.
He was just like, you know, other niggas be like, man, I'm not about to fall in love with her, none of that. Okay, yes, you did. You was in love immediately.
Okay,
you was outside of her door waiting for her. You were in love immediately.
Okay, wait a minute. Do we need to read this book?
And he snatched out the club. I also love that. So yes.
Snatch me out of the club, please. I like okay, I need that energy. You gotta come hard, like you, because you know me. I don't listen. So you might have to just
listen either.
I don't listen. So you might have to rough me up a little bit. And when I say rough me up, I mean abuse. But you won't have to be like, all right, Natima, bring your ass. And I'd be like, okay.
You could like yank me up. I don't mind that. Just
snatch me out the club, please. Like, you know.
Yeah, he did do that. Now the book is long. I know you have beef with long books, but it's good.
What's the page count now?
Let me go back and see.
Yeah, now you gotta look it again.
You know she don't like long books.
You know, I don't be into that now.
She'll read them sometimes. If like me and Charlotte force her to read it.
Keyword is force.
Okay, you're not gonna read this one.
Which one?
It's 379 pages.
That's not bad. But it's bad, but it's not bad.
What the hell y'all got to write 379 pages?
Yeah, it's obviously good. They got a story to tell.
It's also a little heavy, so just be mindful of that.
Is it a slow burn?
It's not a slow burn.
Thank God. Okay, I might stomach that because these slow burns be killing me, man. Okay.
Okay, we know you don't like them, but some of them do be buzzing. Some of them do be good.
All right, favorite female character.
Y'all like seeing all these damn questions. I gotta think about it.
Off the top of your head, something real quick.
Like, just give us somebody quick.
Okay, the girl from the friend in, what's it called? Spousal Privilege, the one by Charity Shanae?
Yes. Yeah,
the friend in that book. I really loved her. She was a ride or die friend.
Okay. We like ride or die friends because you know.
Yeah, she was down for her friend, so I really liked her.
All right, favorite trope.
My favorite trope is hidden children. You know, secret pregnancies. I love all that.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God. What is it with y'all with these secret-ass babies and this pregnancy?
It's so good. It's like, it be good, though.
You don't even know.
And I like when they find out about the baby and they be like, oh, did you hide my seed from me?
Like, who is this for? Who this is for? Like, that's yours.
And in the hood books, they be like, you keep my seed from me?
Yes, I can exactly not. Like, yes.
Ooh, if that is one sub, ooh, I hate it.
I'd be like, you foul, it. Girl, you foul. I'd be like, you tell that nigga, but it's
like 7 years. The baby be like damn near 10. I'm like, girl, you could have told him, you know, when he was like one or something.
I'd be like, you couldn't find this. I said, you didn't tell this bitch but his baby? Then he'd be like, you keep my seed from me.
Like, he'd be like so mad for like one chapter. Then he like snap out of
the
chapter.
Right.
I want my family back.
And get his family back. It's like,
this is why Anaya said it's the delusion. It's the delusion.
I told y'all I'm delusional. Like, I love delusional stuff in real life and in books.
And you know what else pissed me off is the females be like, yeah. They be giving that motherfucker a hard time to go. I'm like, bitch, if you don't get it together, you're getting on my nerves.
Especially the ones who see the nigga and they know you have a baby for him and you don't automatically
Miss Candy Rain, I'm looking at you.
Oh, in that stripper book. In that stripper book.
Candy Rain. Like, you knew.
This girl, she went on a whole date with her baby daddy and had sex and still didn't tell him. And
How could he tell him he had a baby?
Everybody's like, tell him. She's like, oh, I can't. They're like, no, tell him, please.
That is so foul. Like, why not?
Okay, but the book was good, though. I'm just saying, the she kind of upset good. Me with that. Because you I went out with your baby daddy. Like, you went on a whole date.
Y'all about to make me mad. All right, favorite book at this time.
My favorite book at this time, I would say The Slow Burn that Taima has been reading for 10 years. Shadows and Whispers.
Listen, I'm going to finish it by November, okay?
Damn.
You said October earlier. You a liar.
Not November.
I need
time. It's a good book. It really is a good book.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Sidebar. Not you taking forever to read a book. What?
Girl, it's a slow burn.
It's a slow burn, you know.
But you're reading it.
Beat out with slow burns.
You don't like slow burns. So what are you in there for?
But it's Casey Mills.
Okay.
And the cover is burgundy.
Okay.
The cover is a really good. You know, sometimes the cover don't match the book.
You don't understand. This lady, she hates slow. Okay. You know this.
Listen. No, I know. She tell me it's short every single day. I know.
But the cover is burgundy. And it looks good with Underdog by Fenty.
You should finish it. Like, you know, should.
So you already thought of a parent, but you ain't going to finish it till 2025.
Exactly. The parent is here, but I got to read it. And, you know, I can't post books I ain't read. So I gotta wait.
Oh, yeah. You know, some people got to just, they just post them.
Yeah, I can't post.
I got to do research for like
that's a few weeks. That's another thing.
Here y'all go. All right.
Posting books and you ain't read it. Anyway, go ahead, girl.
Lo. We gonna move on to this book that Anaya chose. Cause we is not about to get y'all two started. We ain't about to do it.
I had to choose a short book because I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't like short books, okay? So this is really hard for me. But
we requested during this process that we are currently doing. We asked our guests to choose a book, and for our sake and their sanity, we asked them to choose a short book. So thank you, Anaya. So go ahead and explain this book to us, ma'am.
Thank you, because it almost gave me a heart attack trying to find a short book. But I finished it earlier today. It is called Appointment Only by Takara. It's erotica. Very short, sexy, nasty, to the point.
Woo! Yes, honey.
Enjoy this one.
You know what? Reason why we said that we wanted a book that was short, because we wanted to focus on you, the blogger, and not
that's true
the book. We don't want the book to overpower your beautiful personality.
That is true.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I feel loved.
Thank you. Anaya recommended a great book. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Now, this is, it's about what, 41 pages?
No, yeah, it was about 41, 44 pages.
Mm-hmm. And listen, if you are the type of person
who it's real short. It took like 30 minutes to read it.
Yeah, if you don't like straight fucking and hunching, this book is not for you. Do not pick
it. No, it's not. That's why I said erotica initially, because people are like, I can't read that. Okay, it's fine.
Don't pick this book up and get mad because these niggas is fucking. If you don't like that, this is not for you.
Yeah. It's not. 100% agree. This is straight up like they fucking in this book. And you know what? I was not mad at it. I was like, you know what?
I mean, like immediately too. It's like,
yes.
Dive right into it. I'm like, okay, period.
You know, because they already made the decision that they was gonna fuck each other, and I was like, you know what? I can't be mad at that.
No,
I respect it.
I respect it a whole lot.
I love an accidental, you know, a meet cute, like a cute meet cute when they accidentally fuck each other in the club. And baby, let me tell you something. I was in the air that night, okay?
Not even an hour later, like 30 minutes.
And I love the fact that her friends was like, bitch, if you don't call that motherfucking man, look like his dick is hanging to his knees, you better call him now.
And it was
like, let us bring you home. Okay, bye.
Right. Like, I loved her friends. Like, I love seeing books where we have, like, great connections and friendships between Black women.
Yeah.
I love seeing that. And I love that her friends was hyping her up. Her friends was like,
yeah, it's good to see that in books.
And I love that they actually threw caution to the wind and just hooked up. Because, you know, they have this bad... Nobody likes to have sex on the first night. Nobody wants to hit it on the first night. I wish they would get away from this thought process that you can't meet somebody and fuck them the same night. Why not?
I just think that's so corny. Because, like, most of us do it in real life. Like, who's not jumping on dick the first night you meet somebody? I don't believe you if you say you don't. I don't fucking believe you. Like, you're a liar.
I didn't even go open my mouth because
I have no comment about any of this.
I have nothing to say because I'm not gonna sit here and lie to y'all niggas. So I'm gonna shut up.
I'm just saying, I just think this whole, dare I say, prudish attitudes towards women and sex is really just fucking corny. Like, just say, listen, if a nigga look like his dick is hanging between his knees and that's what you want, I just feel like, hey, why not?
Can we talk about his dirty talk, though? Can we talk about his dirty
talk? Now, see, that's why I kind of, like, was having an issue. Because I just feel like, you know what? He was talking a little bit too much sometimes. I just want him to shut the fuck up. Like, shut up and pound the town. Like, why are you talking about this talk?
Every, like, 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, you could talk to me, but you can't talk that much. I'm like, shut up.
Like, I'm the type of person I need that. I need for you. I'm the type of person I need you to tell me what you're doing. While you doing it. I like that. I love the praise kink and the dirty talk. That's my thing. So
That's what you do during foreplay. Why are you talking now when you pounding? Shut the fuck up. I just feel like if you're talking while you're pounding, you're not concentrating on the pounding, and now I'm mad.
Two things can happen at once, though.
Ain't no two things happening at once.
Okay, two things can happen at once. You don't have to talk the whole time.
But niggas like that. Niggas like that. I am niggas.
What nigga you got to go?
I like that. If you are not vocal, I probably won't fuck with you again because I need somebody who gonna talk and I need somebody who gonna reassure me and I need somebody to be like, yeah, this dick feel good. And I'd be like, yeah, I need that. I need you to be talking. Like, you need to say some shit. You understand what I'm saying? And that club scene.
Talk though. I mean, that's weird. If you don't say, you don't say anything, like not even one word.
I can't fool with you.
I don't mind dirty talk during foreplay because that's gonna get me hyped. That's gonna be like, oh yeah. But once we start, I'm gonna need for you to shut the fuck up and concentrate.
So you just want a nigga breathing on you all night. That's all.
Why? Because I'm breathing on that nigga. I mean, like, this is this is teach you a motherfucking breathing exchange, okay? I'm breathing on him, he breathing on me. I'm fucking on him, he fucking on me. What are you talking about?
I don't want no nigga breathing on me all night.
Oh, well, I don't know what you're talking about, because that's what he's doing anyway. Rather, he's talking to you.
Yeah, but you gotta talk, breathe.
If he talking, he breathing. What are you talking about? Anyway, let's get back to the story, because see, now you got me fucked up. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a nigga who quiet in the bedroom. I don't like it. Anyway, the club scene was hot.
He said, no pants, no problem.
Ooh, he ripped the seat of her pants.
Ripped her pants. Like, that ain't a problem.
I was like, not you ripping her panties.
That shit was
so sexy. Showing her panties.
that was so sexy to me. He was like, I want you to come ride my dick like that. I was like, okay. I was just toodaloo over there, like.
Sure, on my way.
You're ridiculous.
Toodaloo over there.
Out of pocket.
I'm for the shits. Like, if you text me like that, you know how some people be like, oh, I don't like unsolicited dick pics. Actually, I do.
Okay, you know, let me stop you there. No.
I mean, from a nigga I'm messing with, not less random niggas.
Okay, like, yeah, but like,
please
no.
Please clarify yourself.
People yeah. Slide your DMs with dick pics, and it's like.
No, not that dick. Type of stuff. Like, from a dude like I'm messing with, like, I want you to talk to me like that. Like, I like stuff like that. Like, I like
you. I just feel like, you know what? I'm going to have to get to know you first before you send me your dick pic. I don't know.
I mean, at this point, we do know each other. So it's not just like I meet you today and then you send me a dick pic.
Not on the first night. I want you. Well,
no.
Let me take that back. Because then that might give me an idea what I'm working with. I won't be disappointed. So you know what? Yeah, send me the pic.
But that club scene was sexy. Yeah, and you don't see a lot of, and I think that's what set this book above the rest for me, is because you really don't see club scenes like that in books. I haven't seen one in a while. I think I've read one, but I haven't seen one like that in a while where
they had one of the books I just read, but I forget every fucking thing, so I don't know the name of the book.
But like, I think for this book it was good because I think them on page was really, like, it felt real. It felt authentic. Like, you felt the attraction between these two characters. So the erotic play between them, even though he talked too fucking much, even his dirty talk, felt very natural because there was, like, this great connection between them. You know what I mean? Like, they felt it, like, right off the bat. Like, you as a reader, you're going inside the story and you're like, you know what? Shit, bitch, I might want to join in on this shit, you know? So it was a really good connection between the characters. So I think I liked it a lot because I was like, oh, I mean, and then for me, like, right now, I skim through a sex scene in a minute. Like, even through a fab book, like, bitch, I don't want to read this shit. Like, let's go, all right? Like, y'all had sex? All right, bitch, okay. But I read every goddamn sex. I mean, well, you don't have no choice because it's damn near on
every page. Have no choice. It's literally on every page. So you have to read it.
Right. So it was like, but I read it. And I was like, you know what? These motherfuckers is fucking and I like it.
Yeah. Good job. You know what? Good goddamn selection, Anaya. Because you know, sometimes these short books, you feel like it's something missing.
That's why I don't read them. But for y'all, I did it.
Cause we, thank you. We
come through. Come goddamn through. Okay. Come through.
It was good. I enjoyed it. And now, one thing I can say, you ain't about to have me in the club with no goddamn seat in my drawers, and then I'm walking out the club in your goddamn shirt. That part I was like, no, stop it. Stop.
Never say
that. They sort of went out like the back entrance. Like, I might need to put some drawers on or something. You have to.
You got me out here looking like this.
Listen, she just got digged down real good. She walked out of that club. Only thing you can do is walk out with your head held high. That's all you can do.
But at least he did have the decency to take his shirt off and give it to her. Because, I mean, you did rip my guy down. And another thing, I ain't here say nothing about you gonna buy my shit back. Because I'm like, why you ain't say that? Is this nigga gonna buy your outfit back? Because he ripped it.
I was hoping he was going to say, I'll buy you another one, but he was talking so reckless to her. I don't know. Did he say it? Because he was like, when he told her to shut up and take this dick, I was like, oh, girl, shut up and take the dick. I'm like, ooh. He was like, shut up and take it. I was like, or when he told her to come sit on this big dick, I was like.
Okay, is it me or I like when they say that? I like when they say, come sit on this big motherfucker. Like, I do like when they call their dick motherfucker. I like it.
He told her, he said, shut up and come sit on this big dick. I was like, oh, Jesus.
That's how you need to talk to me. This is
I was like, praise the dick gods.
Praise. We love praise.
We love it.
For this book. Short, raunchy, sweet. I absolutely, shout out to Anaya.
Well, nothing sweet about this book. It was all raunchy and fucking.
It was real nasty. It's kind of like her other book, Vacation. And I like that book. So I'm like, all right, this lady can write some erotica. Okay.
She can write some erotica.
She really can.
You know what? You know, going in this book, it was funky going inside this book. Like, the smell of the room was just full of sex. And you know what? I ain't lying.
You are a sicko.
You are so Sharonda. That came out of nowhere. What the fuck, girl?
You not be a sicko then, but just know y'all going inside this book is going to be a book smelling of sex. Just take it.
It's and enjoy it. So just, you know, enjoy it. If that's not your thing, go find something else to read. But
that's yeah. right. That's right. Do not go inside this book and then come out after this time. It's full of sex. Bitch, we told you that's what it was.
And you know, okay? Some people don't like erotica. They just don't like explicit books. And it's just like, okay, that's fine. But I do.
I don't understand. Like, a romance is where we're talking about sex. Am I right? Like, most times when we go inside the romance, you're expecting for this couple to have sex at some point, right? So
yeah, but some books that they don't have. Some people don't like writing sex scenes.
Yeah, which I find just like
I understand if don't it's say like the black romance, scenes
be fucking me up.
But y'all gonna need to do it at least once.
At least once. I mean, you ain't even really got to be real descriptive on page.
It don't have like to be like nasty. I just want to know that y'all are doing it.
That's what I said. Like, I don't even like. I just would need to know that y'all at least.
It don't have to be all that spit and all that nasty stuff. It don't have to. It could, but it don't have to be.
Like, even though I will take a hot sex scene. I will, but I'm just. Saying, like, come on with it. Like, yeah. Just get it together. That's all. That's all. That's all I ask.
That is it. That is it. But anyway, that Anaya, we appreciate you chilling with us today. It was amazing. And I hope you can come back and chill with us again. Maybe it would be that Courtney Irvin book. We could invite you back.
Okay, I had a lot of fun today, and I will be back.
Maybe we could invite you back so you could chit-chat with us, but thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Anaya. Yes, we'll definitely have you back. We'll definitely have you back for sure, because, yeah, we got some things to talk about.
The shenanigans was at an all-time high. You understand what I'm saying? So...
All the time, yeah.
We love to have people on who match our energy, because you know me and Sharonda, we don't play with a full deck sometimes. But you know what? It's all love, though.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
But we appreciate you, and we definitely will have when we read that Courtney Irvin book, we definitely will have you back so that you can okay.
Or we could just have you back on to have just what we just talked about, just normal, regular.
I like it here, so you know I'll be back anytime.
Somebody back in here, we do,
yay! We like it when people like it here. We will like that.
I do. We'll definitely bring you back so that we can shoot the shit.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, because we always got shit to talk about. Oh God, because these people.
You know they be stressing me the hell out as well, so I understand.
Mm-hmm. Like, ooh, these people get on your motherfucking nerves. Ooh, I know I got some stuff to edit out. Okay, y'all.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Got a lot of shit to edit out.
'Well, hello, it's Sharonda Isadora, and if you're at the end of this episode, we thank you so very much. Make sure you're tuning in bi-weekly for new episodes of Brazenly Shady. You can catch our previous shows via your favorite podcast platform everywhere. Also, make sure you're following us via social media at Brazenly Shady. Instagram and Twitter. And until the next bout of shenanigans, later days. Bye.